And at 8:51, time to bring in meteorologist Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. I hope you're enjoying this preview on spring. It looks like it's going to stay fairly warm across the region this weekend. Enjoy it while you can, because it is still just mid-February here. We do have a lot of cool weather still ahead of us, even though it may not look like it at the moment. The temperatures out there at this hour are in the 40s and 50s throughout the Midwest, and certainly the warmest conditions are in the southwestern Corn Belt, really from right here in the central part of Illinois back towards Kansas. There's some places in Missouri and west central Illinois this morning that are already in the middle 60s. The wind is picking up in quite a few areas, rather strong across Iowa in particular. We've got some wind speed sustained at 25 to 30 miles per hour, some gusts getting up to 40 and 45 miles per hour. It was a very windy day yesterday across a big part of the plains in the upper Midwest, and we'll see that shift to the east today. Maybe not quite as strong as some of the speeds we saw yesterday, but we're still going to see it much of the Midwest with quite a bit of breeze today, 20 to 25 mile per hour sustained winds and gusts getting upwards to 40 miles per hour. And that will be bringing in warmer air. Obviously, we're off to a good start already this morning. The afternoon temperatures here over the weekend are going to be in the 60s and lower 70s in a big part of the lower Midwest. Normal highs this time of the year should be in the 40s across these areas. It'll be in the 60s and lower 70s. So eat it up while you can. The northern parts of the Midwest will also be very warm. We'll look for highs today in the 40s and 50s there, and then rising just slightly on Saturday and then cooling back down. In fact, most of the middle of the U.S. will likely see some cooling tendency as we move forward into next week. And yesterday, just to wow you a little further, the temperatures in parts of Kansas reached up to 90 degrees, and 80s were common from Kansas to Texas, and a lot of wind and dry air out there. So kind of interesting weather. It's only going to last for a little bit longer for those areas, and they too will cool down next week. All right, as far as precipitation is concerned for our area, I don't think we've got much to deal with for a little bit. The forecast is going to generate a couple of small systems. The first one's going to be across the Great Lakes region. That occurs right away here with the next 24 hours. A little bit of rain expected to occur across some of that area, but it doesn't reach very far to the south. There may be a few spotty showers that occur from parts of southeastern Missouri into Indiana and parts of Ohio here over the next 24 hours, but I'm certainly not expecting the precipitation to have much meaning. And once the skies clear off, you'll feel the heat come in after that. Maybe a few other showers that occur on Saturday night going into Sunday in the lower parts of the Midwest, but really, I don't think we'll see any kind of generalized precipitation event until we get towards the early part of next week. And at that point in time, we will have a new low-pressure center forming down in the Tennessee River Basin area, and it will work its way towards New England. And in that path, we will likely see a widespread area of rain and possibly rain changing to some snow in the lower and eastern parts of the Midwest. Now, I think Ohio and eastern and southern parts of Indiana and Kentucky will be most impacted by this event. Areas further to the west and north will see some light precipitation, but nothing too significant. And this will be focused mostly on Tuesday of next week, and maybe lingering a little bit into Wednesday morning. Temperatures will be cooler behind it, and we'll be back below freezing again at night. So, like I said, we've got to eat up all this warmth we have right now. Down in South America, everything continues to be pointed towards excellent crop development, a good timely precipitation pattern separated with some dry days and some sunshine, along with temperatures that are going to be mostly seasonable, will help to promote additional good crop development and high yield potentials. This is Drew Lerner, World Weather Incorporated.
All right, Drew, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You do the same.
Drew Lerner with us here on this Friday morning.